السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah ta'ala make your trip successful and may the Ummah benefit from the beautiful nasihat. حضرة مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وعن سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. And we say جزاك الله خيرا to our technician Junaid Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Zulqa'dah 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Muhammad, Chapter 47, the surah named after the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and verses 12, 13 and 14. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَانِ. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla will admit those people who have true iman, faith, conviction, and they continue with the righteous deeds, where will Almighty Allah admit them, include them? Jannatin tajri min tahtil anhar, in those gardens of paradise, and beneath those gardens, the rivers and the streams and the rivulets are flowing. Tomorrow's lesson, we will know, inshaAllah Aziz, which type of rivers and streams are flowing there in Jannat al-Firdaus. So here three discussions. Number one is, this is for that person who lived with Iman and Islam, and he or she passed away with that Iman and Islam. Therefore, daily we should be reading chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa Alhiqni Bissalihin, that Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, let me pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and righteous servant. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, and chapter 12, verse 101. Second, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we say that when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, and we should ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala on this Mubarak, honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus. O Almighty Allah, grant us Jannat al-Firdaus, because He, Habibuna Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Salullah al-Firdaus, ask Almighty Allah for Firdaus. Why? Innaha alaha wa usatua, there's the highest portion of Jannah, the best portion, the premium portion of Jannah. And Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told the Sahaba, that your son and Sahabiya, your son is in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So sometimes we say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah. Sometimes, Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus. Sometimes, Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So to enter Jannah and Paradise, the sabab is zahiri, the superficial means will be that our iman, our faith, our righteous deeds, actions and speech. But the sababi hakiki, but the real reason is only, solely, exclusively the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe when a person enters Jannat al-Firdaus, it is bifadlin wa rahmatin min Allah Azza wa Jal, It is only, solely, exclusively the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The non-Muslim who is sane and mature and dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, that is Adlam min Allah Jalla Wala, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi'azdadiha, things are recognized by their opposites. But before we come to that, look at the verse. Everywhere in the Quran you will find that except one place. Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. So you will find the preposition, the harf jar, that is min. So some of the streams will be flowing there, remember that, under the paradise, the gardens of paradise. But when we speak of Sahaba, the beloved student companions of all of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the companionship of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu states, اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه, that Allah Jalla Wala selected them for the companionship of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to establish the deen of Islam practically on the earth. So see for Sahaba what Allah states, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار, the first and the foremost among the muhajirin, the migrants, wal ansar, and the helpers from Madina Munawwara, wal ladina tabawuhum bi ihsanin radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, and those who follow them immaculately, with sincerity, they fulfill their duty with beauty, bi ihsanin radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Almighty Allah. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. This is the only place in the Quran Sharif, chapter 9, verse 100, you will find Allah Jalla Wala says, and Allah has prepared for them the Jannat, the gardens, and the streams are flowing there beneath the gardens. Here the preposition min is not mentioned. So that is for Sahaba. All the streams will be flowing, all the rivers will be flowing. Subhanallah, namus-e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai, to protect the honor and the integrity of the companions and the students of the Master alayhi salatu salam is compulsory. Therefore, any person speaks against Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, we say that such people like the kuffar, shia, are out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 9, verse 100. Always understand it. Now, al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi'azdadiha, things are understood by the opposite, so that the believers, now those people who belong to different denominations, this faith, that cult, and that religion, wal-ladhina kafaru, and those people who are sane and mature, but they're non-Muslims, yatamattahoon, they're enjoying wine, dine, swine, what they worry, eat with this one, drink with that one, sleep with that one, وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ, and they eat and drink and consume just like the animals. They like animals, they even worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ, they are like animals, they even worse than animals. Animals don't go to the same gender, but today's democracy, the satanic system, you will find not only Adam and Eve, you will find Adam and Steve, you will find Adam and Eve, all in the name of satanic human rights, where they say a male can go to a male and a female to a female. Allah forbid, Aliyahzubillah. So what happens to these people just behaving like animals? And you can see their animal instinct now. They're in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Then none of them can stop Israel. But majority of them were helping, assisted Israel in cash or kind. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ, and the hellfire is their resting place forever and ever, everlasting doom. And remember, there will be everlasting disaster, catastrophe for them. Almighty Allah says, today you want to say that you are a superpower and you are so powerful. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرِيَةٍ, how many towns, how many cities, how many countries, Allah Ta'ala decimated, destroyed, annihilated. هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً, and they were people who were stronger than who min qiyatika allati akhrajatka. This is for the mushrikeen, the polytheist idol worshippers there in Makkah Mukarramah. They, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab and company, you say, we are powerful, we are strong. So the nations of the past and generations of the past, they were stronger than you. Min qariyatika allati akhrajatka, compared to that town, Makkah Mukarramah, which sent you there out of Makkah Mukarramah. Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on 20th April, Monday morning, between 4:35 a.m. and 4:38, we find the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking place, the honorable auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 53 years the Master alayhi wa sallam spent in Makkah Mukarramah, and these zalims, these oppressors, then they said, you have to leave and so forth. Allah gave permission. Who was the companion to accompany the Master alayhi wa sallam? Thaniya's name is Humaa fil Ghar. Chapter 9, verse number 40, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. His Thaniya's name in the journey to Madinah Munawwara. His Thaniya's name when they built Masjid al-Quba. Thaniya's name means the second of the two. He's the second of the two when they built Masjid al-Nabawi. On the Musalla, Mubarak Musalla of the Master alayhi salam, his Thaniya's name. 17 salats he made imamah fi hayatin nabiyyi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the lifetime, the Mubarak time and lifetime of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people, O kuffar Shia, even today he is Thaniya's name, but he's right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Makkah Mukarramah, the tears rolling down. I remember when the police came, the white gura, and they told my parents, I was a young boy, and they said, hey, kuli, khanna di kuli doctor. They kicked out and expelled our parents and our people, the Group Areas Act. Get out from here and go to your Kuli Dorp and your Indian Township and Talat Township and African Township. They kicked us out 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 20, 50, 60 kilos. But for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the shaitan and this mushrikeen 400, 500 kilometers away, now you must leave. The Master alayhi salam looks at Makkah Mukarramah. Innaka la habbul biladi ilayya. O Makkah, you are the most beloved city to me. Lola akhrajuni minki. Had they not sent me in exile to leave you, ma kharaj, I should never have left you. I'm bidding farewell to you, O Makkah. When will I see you again? Allah knows. After 6 years when the Master came, then again they prevented the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Hudaybiyah in Zulqa'dah. And then the Master alayhi wa sallam spent 19 days there. Remember, Allama ibn Abidin Shami wrote, and you must remember that what happened, that the Master alayhi wa sallam in the 7th year came, then 8th year was Fatih Makkah. So Allah ta'ala changes the halat. Nahum, we decimated them, and Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and all these others who remained mushrikeen, Allah decimated, destroyed them, and sent them to Jahannam. Fala nasira lahum, there's none to help them. How can it be? How can you draw a comparison of people like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab? Today, Donald Duck and all these characters, Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben Gvir, and these haramis. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ رَبِّهِ. What? That Hamza Day's istifham. What? Can you ever compare a person who has clear their signs directly from him, Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَىٰ بِرَبِّهِ, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greatest miracle in the Quran Sharif, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the greatest eternal perpetual miracle, Quran Sharif in its pristine purity, and you come with all your fairy tales. Can that person be equal? That his vices and evil actions are adorned and beautified and decorated. And they follow their base desires. Then can such people ever compare with Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, and so forth and so on, who are on clear path? Allah Jalla Wala spoke of them, that they are going to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, that they are the ones Allah is so pleased with them. Chapter 57 and verse number 100, verse number 10, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Chapter 57, verse 10, Almighty Allah said, for all the Sahaba, companions, students of the Master, alayhi salam, Allah promises each one of you Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally, 17th Zulqa'dah, 1446 in South Africa, a few other countries. Majority countries, we know it's 18th of Zulqa'dah already today. Alhamdulillah, say Allah was birth. One by one, Israeli lady that was pregnant died and dispatched to Jahannam. A child or baby, remember, they say seriously injured. We have no empathy, sympathy for any Jutla or Jutli. Let us make our stance clear. We are in a war situation. You have murdered more than 200,000 people of ours. You have murdered more than 20,000 baby children of ours. So how can we ever have sympathy with you? Our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. See, today, Haaretz newspaper, the headlines. Trump is now snubbing Israel and Netanyahu. He's busy with Syria, he's busy with Iran, he's busy with Gaza, and he's isolating Israel now, and so forth. But it's harami, and he will put himself on auction again, so we never place our trust in them. Yesterday till today, this morning, more than 100 Palestinians martyred and murdered by the IDF. That is what they're doing, extermination of the Palestinians and starvation of them. But Allah's help is coming and the war will carry on. That we say, imma al-shahada wa imma al-nasr. So either we will be victorious or either we embrace martyrdom. And then you see Smotrich saying, the Minister of Finance, what we did in Gaza, we will do here in the West Bank as well. You can do what you want to, but your name is tainted forever and you're known as a genocider. A person who committed genocide, live stream on the whole world, you can see that. You are the greatest terrorist and biggest threat to humanity, remember that. And then the Haaretz writes, the BB's power is now decreasing, decreasing every day, you see. So Allah has his own system, we should remember. Gideon Levy writes, you must remember, there in the Haaretz, I like his writing. He's a Jutla, but he writes the truth most of the time. He says this genocide ongoing there in Gaza must be called the chariots of genocide. You see that? The UAE welcomed Donald Duck Trump, you see, and how they welcome him with the prostitutes. You must remember that. So these countries, yeah, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Rahmatul lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said more than 1400 years ago, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So, this Afrikaner, Boere, Burki, who left South Africa, 49-50 of them, the church in America said, you're not welcome here. We don't take you refugees because you're not really refugees. No Khandi Papa dance, me Boere. You see that? You thought you're going to go to America, what you saw on Hollywood and all that. The people going to hate you there. Remember that? How under apartheid used to call us coolies. And you call the Africans the K-word, so they're going to call you like that. Hey, Boere, foot sent from here and go back to South Africa. So that is what they mean to tell you. You must remember that. Foot sent is the right word to use for them. United States and Iran coming closer and closer to a nuclear deal. That is Trump trumpeting away. But you know Trump, how he lies also. India disputes, you see, India disputes Trump's claim that there'll be no tariff on America from India's side. India say you're talking nonsense. If you impose tariffs upon us, we will impose tariffs upon you. So things are not so good now between Modi, India and America. Remember that? Because Trump says Apple must not open and build there in India. Meaning they mustn't build new plants and all that and new establishments. So Trump, you know, he's got his ways of telling people things. So it seems there is some now rows and ructions between Modi and between Trump. And Apple is a very, very big company. We should know that. The president of Iran trying to show the world, they all haramis. So remember, we will not be bullied by Trump and the American administration and so forth and so on. So now Trump says, nobody can solve the Ukraine problem. I, Trump, you know Trump is an egoist, a narcissist, a pakka harami, a felon, a criminal, 34 crimes, and he's guilty also, but he becomes the president. You know, masses are asses, how it goes. 77, 78 million people voted for him. Trump says nobody can solve the problem, remember, of Ukraine. Only he and Putin will have to meet on a one-to-one. Then the problem will be solved. You must remember that. The premier, the governor, yeah, of Gauteng, you know, our area, the Johannesburg, Pretoria, Lesotho, he says, I'm weighing my options because they're giving him a ministerial post and all that. So must he take that? Must he stay here? You see why they're doing that? They're fearing regarding him. He might join MK. He might join JZ, Jacob Zuma. You know how things go. Next week, Saral is going to meet Trump in the White House. So the question arises, will Trump disgrace and humiliate Saral in front of the whole world as he did with Zelensky? You know, he doesn't bother of anybody. So we see what's going to happen. That will happen next week. MK of Jacob Zuma, they lost seats in KZN and in Johannesburg. So now they're losing popularity, but they say that this was intimidation and there were people blackmailed and so forth to vote for certain parties and so forth. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Currently we are here. Okay, one more item. Petrol price will remain cheaper according to the analysts in the month of June, you see. So it might even get cheaper. So let's hope and pray it does get cheaper, inshallah, in June as well. Currently, we are here in Ziris. You see that? MashaAllah. Hadisar, brother, you know, Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg picked me up. And then we went to Luxembourg and then Mafeking. And now we're in Ziris. So yesterday, Zohar time, we arrived here, MashaAllah. We just looked at the masjid. The brothers say, I'm coming here after 20 years. I said, SubhanAllah, I took maybe 10 years or so, 15 years. They counted it. They say the last time I was there, 2005. Beautiful masjid, 84, 85 years old. They extended this masjid here. We were having our program. So we read the whole salat there. Then Asr salat, I told Hadi Suleiman Yaqub, come we go to the other masjid. This is my habit. Any town I go, I like to read salat in the various masajid, all the masjid other. In the other was a member that belongs to all my Allah. As long as it's Ahlul Sunnah and Muslim, we'll read Salat there. We go, obviously not in Shias and Qadianis and all that. So yesterday, a certain time, we went to Masjid Chishti. Salat was quarter past four, Adhan, and Salat Jamaat Asr at past four. So we were there 25 past four. We did Tahiyatul Masjid. And then the Imam, Imam Muhammad Hashim from Malawi, he performed the Salat and so forth. So me, myself, and our brother Suleiman Yaqub, we came out quickly because I had to come back here to the masjid to address the Hif students. SubhanAllah, one brother, Hafiz Abdul Hamid, he came out, then others came out, and they all met me, hugged me. He said, no, you can't go after Mani Mehman, oh, you're our guest. He took out the kahwa and the dates and all that, and we had a nice one. So I told him, ask to Jumirat here. We're making iftar before Maghrib time now, you see. So everybody enjoyed it and there. So Allah reward them there, the brothers there of Masjid Chishti. And when I walked in there, I made my own connection there, you know. And that is our Qasimba Latif, our Abdul Aziz Latif's brother. So I said, Ali Sahab, I get to Orkanto, I know you. So then he couldn't hear properly, but anyway, then he realized and all that. So it was very good we went there. Thereafter, yesterday, then we went to the graveyard with Mufti Sahab Hussain, Mufti Ahmad, yeah, mashallah, bam. His father, mother, both passed away. Allah granted Jannatul Firdaus. My family are there, Yen Ziris, Abdul Aziz, Latif, and Hanifa, you know, Alamdeen and all of them. So we made dua for all. We went to their graves, made dua for all the people buried there. So that is what we should do. Karo jo kuch karna hai, akhir maut hai. Do whatever you want to do. End of the day, is death will come. So al-mauta kal-ghariq al-mutafawwid. The people who passed away, they're like a drowning person shouting, screaming for help. help me, help me. So remember, we read one Surah Yasin, Hadith, or in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Mahfil bin Yasar, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your disease. And that is acceptable according to all four schools, Hanbalis, Malikis, Shafi'is, and Hanafis. So don't get fooled by the Salafi characters. They pseudo scholars, they Muslim when they dhal and mudil. Majority of them are astray and they lead others astray. And then last night after supper, then we were in masjid, mashallah, after 20 years I came, Maa Salim, these people neto ada qaza kalliya. 2 hours I had to speak, you know. So then we came back, you see, and then I had to address the HIF students. And then 20 students there, mashallah. So I remember the youngster sitting next to me, Rehan, you see. So mashallah, 20 students or more. So Mufti Ahmad is there. And then we find that there's Mufti Muhammad, his other brother. So mashallah, he's doing the HIF class and all that. So wonderful, wonderful. I was really impressed with Ziras, you know. And a masjid immaculate condition, mashallah. So now also after the program, 10 past 6 Jamaat, and then we'll have advices. And then inshallah, after Nashta, then we'll go for Rasta. And then we'll go to Rustenburg, inshallah al-Aziz. Then 10 to 10:30 on Barkat Sahaba, other nikah announcements. With Mawlana Zahid Khan, any one of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren, or anybody getting married, you getting married, second wife, Allah alone knows what. So you must remember, send your announcement, nikah announcement, send it now. Junaid Mota is waiting there, Jinnat Mota. So 084, you know he comes to the studio 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, talk to the Jinnat, so what, Allah alone knows. One guy asked me, he said, Junaid Mota does Taweez also. I said, no, I don't do Taweez. If you give Taweez, you will go zigzag also. So you must remember that 084-786-3130. So you send it there, inshallah. 31320 or 3132? So it's 3132, I think. So you must remember 084-786-3132, yeah. So that's the number, inshallah. You send it there, that's for your nikah announcement. And then, inshallah, 12:17 Makkah time, 11:17 our time. So the Azan will go and all that, and thereafter, inshallah, Sheikh Yasin Dawsari, he will render the khutbah salat. We will just take the khutbah and then translate, make dua, because there in Rustenburg, the Jummah Masjid, Jami Masjid, the main masjid, Zinyawal, 12 o'clock the lecture starts, you see, 12 to 12:30. So we'll take that live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, then the Azan and everything, then after the sunnahs and khutbah salat and so. And tonight also our program day, inshallah, and then tomorrow in Masjid-e-Abrar, after Fajr, so that will be the last program. Wonderful, wonderful club. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Allah jalla wala reward all of them. MashaAllah, Mufti Bamiye, Maulana, and all lot of people I met here. So Allah jalla wala reward all of them, the trustees, the imam, the ulama, Hafiz Zakariya, MashaAllah. I know him from Balfour days, you know, 60 years ago. So Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them for their great, great yeoman service to Islam. See, Mawlana Salim, we have 15 minutes. Inshallah, let's fire up for the Q&A.
Mufti Sahib, can a woman add a clause when getting married that her husband can't give her 3 talaq at once? Is this permissible and will it be valid?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember, when a husband and wife get married, then the husband can make certain conditions, the wife can make certain conditions. However, the conditions must not encroach upon the Sharia. For the husband to give his wife 3 talaq, that is enshrined in a noble Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 229-230. Now you, as a wife, you said, no, you can't give me 3 talaq. Now the right that Allah Ta'ala gave the husband, you want to remove that from the husband. So that would be unacceptable. Yes, this is true. There's a hadith kitab and very few ulama saw the kitab. But if you go to Makkah, Medina and you go to their maktutat, and today if you just go to Google and all that, you can see it also there. So you must remember there's a book called, you understand, of Sa'id bin Mansur and all that. So there you will find one fatwa of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an Amirul Mu'mineen. He used to say, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warza, these people who give three talaq, couple divorce one time, fi majlis in wahid, at one time they utter the words, they know three talaq, or they write it out, then you must bring them to me, la'uja'atuhu. I will whip them and lash them, but the three talaq will be valid. So we need to understand. As Muslims, we need to fulfill our duty with beauty. First thing, our job function is wasulhu khair. Jorna, not a torna. We must make the home, not break the home. All parties should strive to do that, endeavor to do that. If and when, as a last resort, the reason comes and the occasion comes, you have to issue a talaq. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, verse number 1, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. Just look at the uslub, the style, the beauty, the glory, the diction of the noble Quran. Allah addresses the master, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. Straight away the words change. Iza talaqtumun nisa, you the ummah, when you issue talaq to your wives. Allah starts addressing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but came to talaq, then addressing the ummah. Iza talaqtumun nisa, when you divorce your ummah or the wives, fatwallikuhunna li'iddatihinna, you give one talaq, and that is fi tuhurin, in the period of cleanliness, and lam yujami afiya, you haven't got to fulfill your conjugal relationship with her. So that is Islam. If you have to give talaq, it should be one. And then next year, next month, whatever, then you give second, then you give third. But remember, whether you gave it one time or you gave it over a period of years, so all three talaq will take place according to Imma Arba, the four schools. So you, for you, my sister, to impose such a condition would not be acceptable in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, if I'm doing qurbani, do I have to be present at the place where it's done?
Not necessary. People are making qurbani in India, Pakistan, Syria and Malawi and here and there and different places. So in a case like that, you must remember that you just send the money because you feel that organization, you must remember, is reliable. The organization we promote at Barkat Sahaba is the Majlis Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah of Port Elizabeth. And every day, every second day, we send it out, the Qurbani advertisement. So now they're making Bangladesh and here and there and different countries, you in South Africa. So totally permissible. Yes, this much we can say. It is suitable, it is meritorious, it's virtuous that you should be present there. Dalil, evidence for that, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and told Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, his beloved Ladli, Sahib Zadi, Beti, beloved daughter, who me for Shahadi, stand here, O Fatima radiallahu anha, and witness your qurbani, your animal being sacrificed and so forth. So to, and provided there must be no strange men there, all the today's people want to bring their wives, but the other men are videoing them, and what then, what is going on? So all that is haram, obviously. So to be present, we would say, is virtuous and meritorious, but not a condition for the validity of the qurbani, so forth. We should understand it clearly.
Mufti Sahib, can qurbani be done with pension money?
100% pension money is halal. Remember, you pay so much taxes, and you know South Africa, how much they stole and all that. They got PhD in stealing, you know, our politicians and so forth, majority of them. What you think, they're there to serve us? None of them are there, Muslim, non-Muslim. 90%, 80% are there to serve their pockets and their family's pockets and self-interest. So therefore, if you got pension the halal way, not corruption and bribery and so forth, and you really entitled to it, and you use that money for qurbani, totally permissible. And you, the senior citizens, you should make qurbani. You should look for an excuse to make the qurbani. Ma hadil adahi ya Rasulullah. What is this udhiya and adahi and qurbani of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called? He, the Master alayhi salam, said, "Hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim." Hadith in Musnad Ahmad Mishkat Sharif. It is the way and the sunnah of your spiritual father Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. See how intelligent the Sahaba is. They said, fine, we will make the qurbani, the sacrifice. وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا. But what will we get in exchange, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Call. He, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, said, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنًا. For every hay on the animal, you will get one reward. It will go into thousands and into millions and so forth. So inshallah, I'll make for my wife, then we make one for the whole ummah, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everybody in one shay or in one animal, you see. So like that, we should be looking for the occasions. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنَحَرْ. Go and perform your Eid al-Adha Salat, and thereafter go and sacrifice and slaughter. Fulfill your duty with beauty.
Mufti Sahib, can my daughter and I go half and half to do the qurbani for my marhum husband?
100%. You must remember, you want to go half and half. You are four of you, you want to go quarter. You are three of you, one third. All this is nafil qurbani, is for isali sawab, for the deceased people and so forth. So it's a voluntary one, so all permissible, no problem with that. Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad and them, rahimahullah, are so flexible. If you do it for people who are alive also, and it's one or two or three like that for 10 people, so that also be tikkay, to be alive, to be acceptable. Hanafis are strict on this. So I have to make qurbani, my wife has to make qurbani, my children who are baligh and mature, they have to make in most cases when they have the means and so forth. But according to Shafi's, Maliki, Zambalis, is mu'akkada or fard alal kifaya. Some people make it in their town, in their city, the others are absorbed by it. So we should understand there's a slight academic discussion there as well.
Mufti Sahib, which animal is the best animal to make qurbani?
The best animal will be the one that is khasi, that is castrated, and then got to do with qurb. You must remember, South Africa, we eat sheep meat, right? You go Malawi, my Maimon brothers and sisters, they speak Maimon, they were tajweed, they like goat meat and so forth. So when you slaughter and sacrifice, so use such animals that are healthy animals. Some people say hadith, but not authentic hadith. So rather we say it is qawlul ulama. It is the speech of the pious people and ulama and great scholars. Azzimu dhahayakum fa innaha matayakum. They choose nice healthy animals. O Muslima, do you know? How will we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la? We are here, we came with Hadith Suleiman Yaqub, you understand, Voyager, and this car, that car, mashallah. So you see, but we entering Jannat, how? With these qurbani animals. So now that you must choose healthy animal, and then that animal, Mubarak animal, takes us straight into Jannah. Now you send a sheikh to India for 300 grand. I see people are sending me questions. These people, organization, this Maulana, that organization, somebody is selling for 300 rand, somebody 280 rand, somebody 320 rand. So I be honest, al-mustasharu mu'tamanun, you're making mashura with me. So I give you my honest advice. I say with me, I'll never give them a cent. Do you understand? Half those animals are in Sakarat already. Do you understand? So now they're going to make day in Rajasthan and this town and I don't know which other town and so forth. That animal you bring with it now, and then that animal falls down, you fall down, a big problem. When you spend in the path of Allah, أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Spend in the path of Allah. Don't look for loopholes and that. Look for the cheapest one. In Afrikaans, they have a good sense saying, good work as dear work. Sometimes we look for cheap, then it works out more expensive, you see. You bought the animal for 300 rand and all your happy days. 2 days before Qurbani and Eid al-Adha died. Now you have to buy another animal, you see. So don't do all these 10 things in the path of Allah. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Never will you obtain piety until and unless you spend in the path of Allah what you love. Don't make intention of khabis. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثُ. Quran says, you give clothing now in winter, that poor guy wears it, he wears the socks, you can see his toes and all that. How can you give such charity like that? So remember, when we spend in the path of Allah, تو دل سے دینا ہے, جس کا ذر بڑا ہو اللہ کو بڑا بنا دیتا ہے. پھر بھی میگنینمس اینڈ جنرس اللہ ول الیویٹ یو. سو آئی ڈونٹ انکریج آل دس 280 300 بزنس اینڈ آل دیٹ, دے جسٹ سکرات اینیملز.
Mufti Sahab, which organs of the Qurbani animal is not permitted to be consumed?
So not only a Qurbani animal, you must remember that, that any animal that a person, Muslim person, sacrifices, open Ahsanul Fatawa, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahab has a detailed discussion on it. For example, the male organ, the female organ, and all these type of things. And you can't eat all these type of things. So there are seven like that. So remember, go see Ahsanul Fatawa and you'll find all the details there and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, which is the best woman to get married to, Mufti Sahab?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, تُنْكَهُ الْمَرْأَى لِأَرْبَعِينَ, you get married to a lady for four reasons. لِمَالِهَا, because now we are poor or we middle class, so let me marry a rich, famous lady. You see that? So at least me also I'll enjoy. The car is on her name, the house is on her name, the property is on her name, but I'm enjoying. So people's intention are tainted and polluted, so they married her just for wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Muslim Ahmad, this hadith I'm giving you in Mishkat Sharif. If you get married just for wealth and all that, fa innama azallahu Allah, Allah will disgrace you. And you see it happens today. Well, لِمَالِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا, she's a paragon of beauty. You know how smart she is. She got blonde, blonde hair, blue, blue eyes, and green, green eyes. And her skin, wow, shabash kalandar, you see. So she's a beauty. But now, no haya, no shame, no nothing, you see. Majority of the time, it happens like that also. So some people marry for the maal, the wealth. Some people marry for the jamal, the beauty. Some people marry lihasabiya. They say, me, I'm a non-entity. Let me marry a lady of the higher strata of society. Then I also will be belong to the who's who in the zoo. Then I will be also become famous and so forth. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Muslim walidiniha. You must marry the lady for her deen, for her piety, for her character, for her Allah consciousness. Then fazfar bidatid deen. Then you will be successful. The maal will go away, the jamal will go away, everything will go away. The deen will remain with her. She will become the mother of your children. And that will instill. See, there's Maulana Ibrahim Bhamiye or Zira. I speak to so many people. They say, what a wali you love that man. You can see his children. John Stuart and his grandchildren and so forth. Two sons, seven daughters. All of them, some Hafi, some Maulana, some the son-in-law Maulana, the Hafi, that. So if the father, mother, mashallah, you have piety, you have good akhlaq, you have correct belief, so that will filter down to progeny and progeny. So don't you youngsters just look, ah, I don't know how he lage. Dori, dori lage. She's white, white, white. Sometimes you get white donkeys also, you know. Right. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.